tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
My soul will rest in your presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me when my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters, wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made strong.
Everybody, welcome to the Hope Show. I know I don't sound like Beverly, do I? She's got such a beautiful and wonderful voice, and she's pretty in person too, so I'm such a lucky guy. Anyway, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your God's deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Those are some pretty cool words. You know, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul and your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. I like that. See, you know, I like to lead my life, you know, as close to that as possible, because I know the importance of love and how important it is to take care of one another. See, I'm so truly blessed, and sometimes I don't feel like I deserve half of the blessings that I've been given in my life. And I'm thankful for all the people that came before me that did all the wonderful things in order to make it so that I could be sitting here talking to you wonderful people right here today. I mean, we'd have such an amazing thing going on. The reason why Beverly's not here today is not because she didn't want to do a show. You know, she works really hard on her shows, and she wants to share with you God's message and, you know, her love and efforts to try to, you know, bring you closer to the Lord and have that peace in your heart and know that there's something more than what we see down here. But today, you know, she's going to a baby shower because we got another grandson on the way. And so the family gets together, you know, they have the baby showers and, you know, they kind of celebrate the new coming baby. I got another grandson on the way. Isn't that awesome? I'm going to get to go fishing and have a lot of fun with my grandchildren. And I got granddaughters as well. I took one of my granddaughters fishing, Miss Coraline. She's such a beautiful and wonderful soul. I wish you all could meet her. She's just so awesome. She caught a 7-pound channel cat when she was 8 years old out of our pond out there. And, you know, Grandma and her had that cooked that catfish for dinner. So it was a really wonderful time I get to spend with my grandchildren and have these, wonderful memories to share with everybody out there. So today I do what I usually do when Beverly's not around, because she spends a lot of time researching and trying to bring a good message, and she's real organized about everything. What I do is I like to play some of the tunes that she plays on her song on her show, because I like a lot of the songs that she plays. They got a good message to them. And it basically saves me from messing up her show. So I do the best I can with what I got to work with. You know, I do believe in God, and I love God. I love Jesus with all my heart, because that's where my faith leads me. So, you know, I try to share that message in the most polite manner, because I know not everyone out there believes the way that I do. But that's fine, because, you know, if I lead my life that's close to my faith, and I do the things that I do for the reasons that I believe, if I'm good in what I do and I lead by example, then if anything in my life is beneficial for somebody else's life and they choose to adopt it, then that to me is the best way to glorify my faith and my God and do the things that I do. So, you know, I base my world, my beliefs, my family on love, and that's the way I want to try to share something that Beverly does a whole lot better than me on this episode. This is her show, after all, but she's doing something really important today. She's celebrating a grandson that's going to be on the way. So we got granddaughters, we got grandsons, we just got the best of both worlds. We still got our children, so our children have children, and we're doing the family thing together. And so today I'm covering Beverly's Hope Show, which you're listening to, by the way. And if you want to join in and listen in on and you know, make some comments in the chat room, I'll try to help you the best I can. You know, she doesn't normally take comments in the chat room, because she just puts a show together that she does a lot of research on, spends a lot of time to try to share God's message with each and every one of you, you know, and hopefully you find that to be, beneficial and refreshing for your day, and, you know, just to hear a good message. You know, we like to talk about peace, hope, and love and stuff around here. That's what we do best. So, with that said, I'm going to play a song right here that I kind of like. It's called Redeemed. I just love this song for some reason, because I mentioned earlier, sometimes I don't feel like I'm worthy of all the blessings that I've, you know, been had given to me throughout my entire life. But because I believe in Jesus, I believe in the message, I really like this song. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Hope Show.
Fighting the fight that's already been won.
So in Matthew 23:12, it says, "For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." Isn't that amazing how things just kind of turn around like that? You know, when you do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, that's not only a good thing, but it's an amazing thing, because it shows that you got respect for your fellow brothers and sisters around the world, and it glorifies your God, because God said, "What you do unto the least of me, you do unto me." You know, and I want to be good to God, because God gave us so much, man. He gave us this beautiful world that we live in. If we could learn to work in perfect harmony with God's creation, we'd be so much better off, and our world would be so awesome. You know, so with that said, this next song, just listen to the lyrics of it. It's pretty amazing.
I'm torn between myself and your truth. These cursed memories forever seeping through.
Mistakes.
it's a good song. How important do you think you are to God? Well, I think in Matthew 18, 12 through 14, it pretty much sums it up. It says, what do you think if a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away? Will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about the one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish. Each and every one of you is so very, very special. You're a unique creation that, there's only ever going to be one of you. No one can ever do or say or anything that you, the way that you do. You're so special. And I think with that is that, you know, our Creator has done something so amazing and has a love for each and every one of you in your own way. You're irreplaceable. You're not there's not another one ever going to be like you. And that if you need it and you want it and you seek God, you'll find what you're looking for, you know. And at the same sense, no matter whether your times are hard and you struggle and you ain't been able to, you know, just seem to get your act together, you're never left behind. Think about that for a bit. That's pretty amazing. Hey, each and every one of you, like you said, my God didn't create any trash, only treasure. Every single one of you are so valuable, more than you can possibly imagine. Those one pieces of the puzzle that without these all these pieces of the puzzle coming together, you could never get the big picture. That's how special you are. Without you, you'll never be able to get the big picture. It's amazing. So don't ever underestimate yourself. I believe the good Lord had a really wise thing in mind when it comes to the uniqueness of the individual such as you. So with that, I'm going to play this right here. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Hope Show.
Rise.
I'm always amazed by how powerful some of these songs are that she plays on her show. It just never ceases to amaze me. You know, Jesus answered them. He said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance." And so there's this next song that I want to play real quick. That it's called "Jesus Rides the Subway" by Trevor Morgan, and I really think it speaks volumes about what Jesus was talking about. You know, what you do unto the least of me, you do unto me, and about loving your neighbor and such. He said that you have heard it. You have heard that it was said, "Love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That's pretty profound. Listen to this song. Listen to the lyrics of it.
Jesus rides the subway with the junkies and the freaks. And Jesus rides the subway with the hustlers and the creeps. He rubs shoulders with the thieves, and he looks a lot like everyone. Jesus rides the subway while the pretty people sleep. He says you can lay your burden down. You can lay your burden down. Oh, baby, you can kick around. Jesus strolls the sidewalks on the wrong side of the tracks. Yeah, Jesus strolls the sidewalks that poverty attacks. Home among the shacks where the fatherless have fallen through the cracks. Yeah, Jesus strolls the sidewalks while the righteous turn their backs. He says you can lay your burden down. Your burden down. Oh, baby, you've been kicked around. But you can lay your burden down. Yeah. Went to church on Sunday. He sat in the back and sang the hymns. But Jesus went to church on Sunday, but they didn't recognize him. He said, "You can lay your burden down.
the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind,
song, Jesus speaking, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why are you worrying about clothing? Consider the illness of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. No, now if God so clothes the grass of the field with today is, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith, therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you are in need of all these things. And it seems like, if you want to be honest with yourself, you don't always get what you want, but somehow or another it seems that you always get what you need. And if we take care of each other and do what God commanded of us, to love our neighbors as we would love ourselves, and we feed each other, there won't be no reason for sickness and homelessness and starvation in the world. You know, I want to share my faith in the best possible way. I'm not good at this the way that my lovely wife Beverly is. She's just amazing when it comes to putting her show together. I just speak from my heart and the way I see it, and I kind of fly by the seat of my pants. But I know the message that I got from Jesus. You know, can you imagine what it would take to have that much love and willing to go through that much misery and sacrifice to do what Jesus did on the cross? And all for all of his people. That's, to me, the moral of that story, the sacrifice that he made is unimaginable. In some ways, if we follow that same mindset, nobody could ever walk in the footsteps of Jesus. It's just not possible. We're not perfect, but if we could walk as closely to that path as we possibly can, and if we need help, we can cry out to Jesus. We can ask for help. You know, God listens to us. You may think you don't, but God's always here. The creator of this world is so amazing and has blessed us with so much overabundance. If we could just figure that out, and if we could just treat each other the way that we should have been doing all along, imagine what this world could be. I often say on my show, on the Mad Science or even the Knights of the Round Table, I would love to see this world on the very first day of creation, when it was just, kind of like right out of the oven, so to speak, right off the wood shop shelf or whatever, the way that this place must have looked whenever it was very, very new, brand new, right out of the gate. Must have been so beautiful. It must have been like walking down a sea of treasure as you're walking across the stones on the beach, or the sand and the water, and being so beautiful, and the sky and such. And I think that I honestly believe that someday humanity could get back there. I believe that we could find our way back there. I think we're going to find that our way back there, or the closer we get to God, the closer we get to that light that is our Creator, and we realize that we need each other as much as you can, more than you could possibly imagine. You know, there's a reason why Jesus said, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. To love thy neighbor or love thine enemy. It was all about love as far as I'm concerned. The ultimate love of the ultimate sacrifice, regardless of what you take away from all of that, to me, it resonates in my heart that if you love somebody that much, then that's a pretty good thing. So with that said, you've been listening to The Hope Show. I hope I did Beverly's show justice. I'd like to say peace and love to all of you, and God bless you. And no matter where you stand on the fence, or on what side of the fence you stand, I always know God does love you. I love you, and I'm happy to love you. And this is why we do these shows. This is why Beverly does her show. She does it out of love for her children and her grandchildren and yours and mine. We dream and hope of a better world. And I believe that the good Lord God in the heaven above, our Creator, gave us every single tool, every single resource, and the manpower to make our world a better place, one positive pebble at a time. If you think about the most amazing artist and the most amazing mathematician, the most amazing of all the different talents and skills that each one of you carry a piece of, and imagine bringing all those together and to help put this world back to what it was the very first day of creation. Genesis says in the beginning that God created the heavens and the earth. Also says that we were created in God's image. With that said, that's an amazing, amazing thing. And Jesus said if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could move mountains. That says a lot as well. He also told his disciple, all these things that I do, you can do as well if you believe, and you will do greater things. So, he gave us everything we needed. Now it's up to us to take all these wonderful gifts and do the best that we possibly can for one another, and to put those positive, loving paving stones down for our children and our children's children to have a smooth path into the future. Imagine when they look back and they think about a world that at once went astray, and that everything that we learn from God, everything that we learn from each other, everything that we learn from life, brought us to the point where we realized we had to go back to where we came from in order to bring things back to their true balance of what they should have been all along, had we done what we should have done. Peace and love, everybody. You take care. You've been listening to The Hope Show. I hope you really enjoy this, and I hope you share it. Take care. For ones who can't break the addictions
from being alone, wiping the tears from her eyes. And for the children around the world without a home, say a prayer tonight.
Oh. sometimes you will have the strength.